what I remember is when, you know, the Chapman grant started happening and the students were able to apply for these grants, then the benefit to us kind of kicked it up a notch, because now we were getting, you know, this was kind of exciting, and I really enjoyed planning with the students their projects. You know, they'd come with these ideas and they, you know, and I could tell also it was a kind of a little bit more insight for me in terms of what they were getting from the experience, because they were, you know, they were creating these projects based on what they were obviously observing and experiencing and seeing, you know, and so, because they, you know, they'd have these ideas, and those ideas had to have come from their firsthand experiences. So that was kind of cool. And then the projects, you know, I started to see that, well, these students are incredibly enthusiastic, and they, you know, and they're wanting to, you know, provide a service to us that we, you know, maybe don't have the money, or we don't have the staff for it, or and it's going to be a benefit to us. And so we started having students I started looking forward to those projects because things were starting to get done at Crabtree, that things that you know, there wasn't anyone else stepping forward and saying, well, here, we'll put together that resource library for you, or we'll do that whole volunteer manual for you, or, you know, significant pieces of work.
Yeah.
So that seemed like almost, you know, this kind of additional bonus of the students coming. And, you know, they were bright, young, motivated.